Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I want to check in with Dave Murray for two reasons, not only because of what happened here on Friday, but I think we have some weather potentially moving in this afternoon as well. Hello, Dave. How are you?
Hello there. Now, are those two names for a tornado relief concert that's being released?
I don't think so, but it could be for sure. Something tells me we might have something along those lines with a lot of our artists over here. Yeah. Absolutely.
June 1st. June 1st is the date.
Oh, that's awesome.
I was unaware of that. But no, this was announced, I think, on Thursday or Friday before any of this happened.
Okay, so, This was from my secret super source.
Oh, well, you know the players.
Yes, I do.
I think one of them is Steve Shankman would be one of them for sure. Well, let's just for a moment talk about this afternoon. Are we at any risk this afternoon for severe weather?
I don't think we're at risk this afternoon, but what's happening is there's a warm front. It's still way out to our west and way off to our south. It's kind of down in the boot heel of Missouri. That is going to be lifting up and over us. If we get a little more sunshine, and the clouds have really been stuck over us, but if the sun opens up a little bit, that will add some fuel to the fire. Prime time, if we see anything tonight, it'll be 8 p.m. to 1 a.m., and there's certainly a likelihood, but we have to kind of wait and see if it actually develops. Everything is breaking loose out in western Missouri, northwest Arkansas, Oklahoma, eastern Kansas. That's where the core action is, and we're not seeing it from that. That batch I'm not worried about. I'm worried about something forming in east central Missouri and southern Illinois. We just have to see if the trigger can get, which is the warm front, can get up and over us before the atmosphere kind of goes quiet again. But I would say it's about a 60-40 chance right now. So don't let your guard down, even though it will be dark at that point.
Dave, how do you even begin to wrap up what happened on Friday here?
It was a supercell thunderstorm that developed. As we mentioned on Thursday, this was not going to be moving in from the west. It would be developing right on top of us. And the supercells are what we really worry about, especially when they form on top of us. Western portions of St. Louis County, portions of St. Charles County, barely saw anything. Some places didn't even see rain. That's how it developed, and it looked like it would be developing mid-afternoon or so, and then it really came alive over Clayton. That is where it exploded, and then it started to make the track across northwestern sections of Forest Park. Supposedly, Forest Park Golf Course has a lot of trees down.
We've heard.
And then it really came alive in north central city, and that's where that's where it was the widest, a mile wide, moving winds of 155 miles per hour, and then it continued to track off to the northeast, hopped the river towards Venice and Granite City, Pontoon Beach, and died over SIU Edwardsville. It didn't do a lot of damage in Illinois. It did some, but not a lot. By then, the storm had kind of gotten out of its real firing zone.
And you know this, and I can't say it enough. I've said it already. I mean, when you hear those sirens, I should have learned this lesson a long time ago. It probably took me to watch this Joplin tornado doc. You hear those sirens, this should be another lesson. You got to take that seriously.
Absolutely. And we were saying that on the air on Friday. Don't mess around with this thing. This thing means business. And it's, you know, whether or not you see a tornado in your neighborhood, you're certainly going to see hail. You're going to see heavy rain. It is a very, very severe storm. But you're right. It's, you know, and I bring this up every time. It's a St. Louis tradition. Mm-hmm. Is you hear the sirens, you run to the front door, and you run outside and see what's going on.
That's 100%. Yeah.
Based on the videos that I saw, a lot of people did that on Friday too. Unfortunately,
yes, absolutely. And it's, you know, that thing was moving at 55 miles per hour. That doesn't give you a lot of time to get down into the basement.
No, it does not. Hey, listen, thanks for the update this afternoon. We appreciate it.
You got it. Also, let's be alert tomorrow afternoon, late tomorrow afternoon, for another shot of severe weather.
All right, we may check in with you then. That's Dave Murray. By the way, on the Diana Ross front, this is pretty cool because a lot of us have said this for a long time. I've said this for years. Hey, why don't we have concerts at the Muni? We used to have concerts at the Muni.
Yes.
Diana Ross is going to be at the Muni on August 28th as part of her Celebrating Timeless Classics tour. John Batiste, if you're not familiar with John Batiste, he's phenomenal. He will be there. Tickets will go on sale on the 19th. What's today? I have no idea. Today is the 19th. So I think tickets are on sale. But that is going to be a phenomenal show.
She's 81.
I know, but
my
friend Rick saw her last year at a music festival, said she still had it. She still had it. Let's do this this afternoon. If I can press the right button, sometimes
all
I can't
right.
do that.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Fred, you were out with your sisters this weekend. I was wondering if you were going garage sailing. What were you guys doing?
We went to the Belle Claire Fairgrounds in Belleville, Illinois, for their flea market.
Oh.
It's every third Saturday. So we were there for that.
Did you find anything?
No.
No, just had a good time.
It doesn't always work that way.
Yeah. Well, that's the downside, I guess. Maybe it's the upside if you're Marine.
And Fred goes in there with like thousands of dollars that he's ready to spend.
I go in there with a $5 bill.
Did anybody find anything? I'm just wondering if the sister. Somebody hit it.
They don't shop. I mean,
they just help you?
I have one sister that has a table there.
Oh, I got
you. So then we all kind of help her give her breaks and hang out and run her table.
It's a Bottenheimer experience.
It really is. It really is. We love it.
How about old Fred Bottenheimer over there, ladies and gentlemen?
Thank you, Kenny.
On this day in history, 52 years ago, in 1973, was when Secretariat easily won the Preakness. It's really fun to watch these things. It's the second leg of the Triple Crown. I can't speak. He took the crown a month later at the Belmont, which is historic. Did anybody else see the Preakness this weekend?
I did. I watched it.
Oh, my gosh. It was
fantastic
awesome.
Race. Journalism wins. I had money on the 8-horse. The 8-horse finished third, I think, but that was a hell of a race.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, Fred, you got to go back on
journalism
YouTube.
Journalism was strong and defined at the stretch.
I mean,
stretch.
Oh by
my
a
gosh.
Nose hair.
Yes.
It was like, because the Preakness is a shorter race, so it's an odd race because the Derby is a mile and a quarter. The Belmont is a mile and a half, so a lot of these horses will never go that distance, a mile and a half. This is a mile and an eighth. And it was so if it's a mile and a quarter, Journalism probably wins the race by two lengths. But because it's a shorter race, barely got there. It was exciting.
It really was. And they tried to squeeze him out. It was awesome. If you want to go back and watch it. And then on this date, well, we need music for this, Mark.
Okay.
At 46 years ago today in 1979, the Village People had a. Who doesn't like to mention that?
Of course.
Had in the Navy. It was their. Tribute to the seamen, the young seamen out there and about.
Was it though?
It peaked at number three on the Billboard charts. This was number three on the Billboard charts 46 years ago.
It was a huge song. Yeah.
Where can you find pleasure? Search the world for treasure. Learn science, technology.
Iconic, I say. Iconic, right?
I kind of forgot all about that.
I see.
Everybody focuses on YMCA, but this
That's
was
right.
a hit. This was a big hit.
Let's go.
What can you learn to fly plane?
Oh, man, now I want to use this as a bump. That's awesome.
It didn't make it to number one, but sometimes I'll take the top three. You understand.
Top five is big.
Yeah.
That's big.
Whew. It peaked up number three on the Billboard charts. Yeah, it wasn't the 80s yet, people. This was a last flash of 1979.
It made us easily transition into the 80s, I would say,
yes, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, The Who is practicing for their upcoming farewell tour. I don't know how many they've had.
30?
13.
I mean, come on. I saw them the last time. I have a poster in my basement from the last time they were here because it was,
it doesn't
I thought
say
that was it.
The farewell tour?
Yes, yeah, something like that.
How do they get away with doing it? I guess you could do anything if you're The Who.
I guess you can.
Well, last month, word got out that The Who had fired Zach Starkey, which, of course, is Ringo's son, who is
their drummer. Yeah.
And he'd been drumming with them for the past 29 years.
That's who I saw when they were here last time.
Okay. Well, they brought him back on board after blaming communication issues, so they fired him, and then they brought him back. Well, now he's fired again.
What?
And he's replaced by a drummer named Scott DeVores, and it sounds like there was some disagreement about some other side projects that Zach is doing.
Okay,
so in a social media post, Zach says he was dumped again after being asked to lie about quitting the band to pursue other things. He said he never quit The Who and has always had side projects that didn't interfere with The Who.
Can't we just all get along, rock and roll stars? Even they're, what, 90 now, probably. I'm kidding. But you know.
Right? It was just very interesting. And then Foo Fighters have fired their latest drummer, Josh Freese, who took the place of Taylor Hawkins, if that's your thing, and after his death in 2022. Right. And the band hasn't given a reason to the public or to Josh, other than that they're going in another direction.
Boy, bad time to be a drummer.
Right?
Yeah, I would say, well, or a good time to be a drummer.
Right.
Yeah,
depending. So he, you know, went on social media and said, what? I didn't know. And it's not great.
Wow.
He said he's never been fired from a band before. And he's been a bunch of acts, too. He's done Devo, Guns N' Roses. He's been in both of those and has never been fired before.
That seems like two different bands, doesn't it? Devo and
yes.
Guns N' Roses.
Very different. I would say, you know, without knowing any of the particulars,
yes.
Tyler Hawkins is hard to replace.
Yeah,
for,
that's
for that
fair.
Band, that's a,
fair.
You know, big responsibility.
He also said, stay tuned for my top 10 possible reasons Josh got booted from the Foo Fighters list. We'll see. I'm like, oh, this poor
okay,
guy.
That's going to ramp up,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it is. All right, coming to CBS and Paramount Plus this fall is a new reality competition series. Okay, listen to this. It's called The Road, and it's the brainchild of Taylor Sheridan from Yellowstone. Mm-hmm. And Blake Shelton. Mm. The two of them got together, and here's the premise. 12 up-and-coming artists will be thrown on the stage to open for Keith Urban. It's an interesting concept, and they say that this will be at 7 mid-sized venues across Texas, Oklahoma, and Tennessee. And Gretchen Wilson will be the tour manager.
I love that.
So Gretchen says in the trailer, opening for Keith Urban is not for the faint of heart. There's no official premiere date set, but they think it'll be sometime this fall. What I don't know is how they narrow it down to the people who get to be thrown on stage.
Obviously, Blake Shelton was a big part of The Voice, and that is a heavily, you know, these things don't happen accidentally. They're going to pick some bands that are probably pretty good. But Gretchen Wilson, of course, has the local connection, right?
Exactly.
She was from over across, I can't remember exactly where in Illinois.
Oh, well, I used to know this, but I don't think
Pocahontas,
I remember.
Pocahontas,
Illinois.
Thank you. There you go.
And, of course, since Mark is here today, we must talk about Bruce Springsteen.
Do we have to right now?
Well, you know.
I'm uncomfortable with this conversation.
Are you?
Yes, I am.
Because you're going to know you're going to hear this song?
No, because you know what happened last week, right?
Oh, what?
No, let's just skip it over. Let's skip
really?
It.
Really?
Yes. He opened the tour in London and blah, 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 blah.
What happened?
Do we have that,
dang
Fred?
It, no,
I don't even want to get into it because, look.
No, this was just about his new album.
Let's not talk about it. I'm going to take a pause. You know, it's someone that I've been a fan of since I was a kid. I was 15 years old. And I've defended Bruce over the years because I've seen him in concert more than 45 times. And the number of times I've heard specifics about politics has been 2 or 3. Okay? But he pops off. What I want to say is,
what are you doing?
Not only what are you doing, but were you not paying attention to what was happening with the previous guy? Yeah. You want to bitch about all this and democracy, and all of this was covered up for the last few years. So I don't have a lot of patience for that right now. But for those of you who think it's just a Bruce Springsteen thing, pretty much everyone that you like that's a rock star, except for Ted Nugent, they're all wacko liberals.
Yeah.
So he's just more outspoken.
Well, I wasn't going to do that. I was just going to talk about his new, that he had recorded that old country album and never released it. And they've released one song from it. And we were going to hear a bit of that.
That's
the politics,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's the politics.
Yeah, so let's skip it. Let's just
see,
do me a favor today.
I didn't realize we had that.
Yeah, let me just. I got to get past it.
That's fair. That's fair.
I'm just telling
we'll
you.
We'll let Mark regroup.
Thank you.
And finally, at Sue's News, we do have today's random fact. And this is so bizarre. Until the 1970s, insurance companies had vending machines at airport ticket counters, which sold life insurance policies in the event of a plane crash. You could just go in, get yourself a policy, and then get on the plane. What's to worry? And that's it for Sue's News.
I mean,
isn't that nuts?
I was not on an airplane until 1983, I don't think. Maybe a little earlier than that, but wow, that is fascinating.
Uh-huh.
And that's a little nugget that you get on Sue's News. You don't get that elsewhere,
no,
ladies and gentlemen.
Don't.
Hey, Josh Krossauer, the best in Washington on politics, weighs in on everything, including the Biden cancer diagnosis. Coming up, Diana Ross coming to St. Louis, the Muni. Crazy stuff going on in Washington. No one better to wrap it up here this afternoon. Josh Krossauer, who has been a regular on my show for, I don't know, maybe about 15 or 16 years. Political insider, editor-in-chief of the Jewish Insider, political analyst for Fox Radio. Crazy times in
this season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing. No showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Washington, how are you this afternoon?
You know, never a dull moment, but hey, it's great to be back with you to talk politics, maybe a little bit of baseball, too.
Yeah, we might be able to talk baseball. The Cardinals, my goodness, we're pretty shocked even here in St. Louis. But let me start with Joe Biden and the cancer diagnosis. And obviously, it's devastating when anyone has to go through this, and it seems like it's an advanced stage. But in fairness, there are some questions about timing here. I'd prefer to you address those, because I will sound, you know, too mean or something like that. But you know, this is out there. People are saying, wait a second, they had to have known about this before they just revealed it this weekend. So any thoughts on how that's all coming together in Washington right now?
Yeah, well, look, on one hand, it was shocking to hear the news that President Biden is dealing with a very aggressive form of prostate cancer. And at the same time, and Zeke Emanuel, who's one of the, I think, foremost medical experts, the brother of Rahm Emanuel, was also on cable news this morning saying what a lot of other doctors have been saying, which is that this is not something that happens out of the blue, that usually this gets diagnosed years before as you know, the beginning of a cancer, and you don't get to this point, you know, just suddenly when you make an announcement like that. So that understandably has raised some questions about, you know, whether the White House was not revealing fully the president's health situation when he was in office, and whether this affected his ability, and if so, like what else that means, if the implications of that are quite significant. And this comes also, you know, the big book from Jake Tapper and Alex Thompson coming out tomorrow about the president's health in office and how the people around him were not being transparent about his condition, his mental acuity, and maybe now his physical state of being while serving as president. So, you know, the big question, I think, you know, the political question, separate from the, you know, we all wish the president a speedy recovery and hope that he gets through this. But I think that there's a question in Washington whether this will kind of camp down, or this release of the news was sort of, is it going to camp down on the discussion, the conversation about the president's health in office, or could this actually add fuel to the fire in that were they not disclosing another element of his health? And this is something that was known for quite some time. We don't know all the answers to those questions, but it's raised a lot of eyebrows in Washington.
Have you had a time to, you know, a chance to read that book or any of that book at this point?
I have seen some of the excerpts, and many of them have actually come out in New Yorker and other publications. They are, on one hand, they're shocking in that we kind of, but on the other hand, we lived through all that. We a lot of the stuff we were talking about, Mark, on the show, in real time. Americans who were watching the president on their television sets knew this guy was in his 80s and not throwing there was a little bit of mustard off his fastball.
Right.
Right. I mean, so in a way, this is shocking. Like the fact that the president wasn't really fully in command during his time in office. On the other hand, this is obvious to anyone who was paying attention. I'm sure we talked about it so many times during the when he was running for office during the campaign.
We talked about it a lot. And one of the things that's still fascinating to me is there seems to be this climate of denial around some of the people that were supposed to be, I think, a little bit more voracious with the questioning of the president, including, by the way, one of the dudes here that wrote the book, Jake Tapper. Now, I give Alex Thompson credit because I think he was early in on a lot of these questions, but people are acting now like there wasn't a discussion about these things on Fox, on this show with you, in your columns. There were those discussions, but they were denied. You know, you remember last summer, the cheap fakes, you know, Biden wandering around. What was going on there? Well, they just write that off completely, and they all fell in line. So there was a lot of things that happened here with them protecting him. And I guess, Josh, you know Washington, that happens with politics, but it just seems like it's such a cover-up. And that's why now, with the cancer diagnosis, you wonder, what else was covered up?
Yeah, look, there is, I think, an ideological element, but I think there's also a herd mentality element. And as you know, I've been on your show for quite some time, and I launched a column many, many years ago called Against the Grain, which was a reaction to the fact that a lot of folks in Washington who cover the White House, who cover Congress, kind of repeat the same things over and over again to the point where they're not even thinking necessarily about some of the conventional wisdom that gets out there. And, you know, David Axelrod, you know, mentioned that the president was closer to, would have been closer to, the former president, Joe Biden, would have been closer to 90 years old at the end of his second term than 80 years old. That to me, and I think I said that on your airwaves, like that statistic was truly stunning. And I think most Americans get it. Like anyone who has a parent who's in that age bracket knows the limitations you have when you're in your 80s. And the fact that you had people not being, you know, not sort of looking at that fact, staring them right in the face, and not asking the tough questions to the White House, not challenging sort of this conventional wisdom that, oh yeah, of course he's going to run, and of course he's he's in better shape than any other 82-year-old his age. I mean, there was just so much nonsense that was peddled, and part of the job of an effective press corps is to say that's BS. That this is your job is to spin. That's fine, but we don't have to write your spin. We can actually, you know, call a spade, so to speak.
Be skeptical.
And not enough of that was done. I mean, there was so much that was, again, obvious. It doesn't take a doctor, it doesn't take a political scientist to realize that there were massive concerns about the president's age to the point where, you know, Democratic voters, you look at the polls in 2023 and 2024, a significant majority of Democratic voters thought Biden was too old to run for a second term, and yet they plowed through it. There was a bubble mentality in that White House, and they didn't let any, you know, they really quashed any criticism or dissent.
And but I'll take a step further here, because this is today. Like, this is in the now with James Clyburn.
I talk to him on the telephone very often, and I never saw anything that I thought was outside of the ordinary.
Do you think that Joe Biden really would have been able to perform as president all the way through January 2029, when he would be 86?
Yes, I thought that back then. I still think that.
Now, mind you, Jim Clyburn from South Carolina is 84 years old himself, but still, how can you not have at least a sense of reality of what's been coming out here in the last few weeks?
Well, there are a lot of factors. I mean, you mentioned Clyburn's age. Nancy Pelosi's older than Joe Biden. She was then ended up being the one person who kind of played a key role in pushing him out of the race. But she's even older than, I mean, there was a gerontocracy running Washington,
yeah.
Mostly, you know, both sides of the aisle. So
both
I think
sides.
That also, from the leadership side of it, if you're in that same age bracket, if you're Mitch McConnell, if you're Nancy Pelosi, maybe you're worried about your own frailty and health, and you don't want to deal with those obvious issues. So that's part of it. I think there's also insular culture with the Biden inner circle. These are, and by the way, there was also a lot of staffers in Washington were very powerful because of Biden was ceding a lot of power to top staffers. So, you know, if you're one of the people in the Biden inner circle and you're having a lot of influence, you're having a lot of power, you're setting policy perhaps more than normal because the president isn't quite as engaged. That's kind of a good place to be in it for yourself. I mean, it may be understandable that you're not trying to raise the red flag about, you know, the president's, you know, ability to run again for a second term and his acuity, because hey, you're really accumulating a lot of influence and power. And I think that skewed incentive and that bubble that the Biden world was in, I think also is. I mean, you still see some of Biden's closest confidants to this day saying he was fully with it and he, you know, should have run for a second term and could have defeated Donald Trump. That's a delusion. It's not based on any evidence, not based in reality, but that you still hear that from a few people in that inner circle.
So then that kind of brings us to something that's completely related in the Hurt tapes that are released right now. Your thoughts on that? Because that we've seen the transcripts, right? But I think it's a little bit more stark when you hear the audio.
Yeah. I mean, look, the audio makes it even starker, though. I was stunned that people would, you know, give credence to these partisan attacks against a very respected attorney in Robert Hur on both sides of the aisle, just because they didn't want to deal with the reality that Biden, you know, there are people all across the Democrat, even people on the left, people who are not necessarily Biden defenders that rallied around the flag and attacked Robert Hur when he put out that report, which I think was probably was pulling his punches. I mean, given what we heard from that
audience. Right. That's right.
But the well-meaning elderly man who had trouble with memory. I mean, that is exactly what that audio sounded like. And it probably took a lot of discipline not to go any further in Hur's write-up at the time. But again, this was sort of a, you know, when you're in a bubble, when you're in an, you know, and I also think there's so many factors. The other factor, of course, is that there's so many Democrats that did not want to give an inch to Donald Trump. They knew that if they attack their own, then it would help Donald Trump in the general election potentially. So they were so invested in the partisan outcome that they lost track of the bigger picture.
Well,
that you're actually backing a candidate who's not qualified for running.
I think that that's understandable from a political perspective. What is not understandable, what's completely irresponsible and reckless, is that the media, much of the media, not all the media, you weren't included in this, Alex Thompson, but much of the media was doing it for the same incentives.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, I agree with that. Though I always find it amusing that if you're Alex Thompson, you're writing what's going to be a best-selling book. If you're the reporter like Peter Ducey was in the White House, you're going to get attention because you're asking the questions no one has the balls to ask.
Yeah.
The White House
press. I mean, so I never understood, and this is something about Washington that I find kind of unusual. Like, usually it's in your interest to be against the grain, like to actually think independently and not to ask the same questions that are bubbling up in everyone's, you know, circles. And instead, though, you had everyone kind of toe the line. There were some moments, I will say that there were some moments where you had reporters ask them really aggressive and tough questions. I believe Ed O'Keefe of CBS News, who I think is a really, really good reporter, I remember was grilling Corinne Jean-Pierre one day in the briefing room about the lack of transparency for you know, the medical records at the time. And there were moments that you could point to. The Wall Street Journal did a good piece you know, in 2024, kind of outlined a lot of these same concerns. But, you know, the kind of rat-a-tat-tat of questions in the briefing room where you just really grill the press secretary on, like, do you really believe the president is, like, the most active 82-year-old you've ever seen? I mean, like, a little bit of skepticism goes a long way.
Yeah.
I just didn't see
absolutely.
It
absolutely. So I missed, I was off the air a little bit here the last couple of weeks. I have not had a chance to catch up with Jason Smith, congressman from here in Missouri. He's also the chair of the House Ways and Means Committee. How do you sense that the big, beautiful bill is coming together? Now, there were some reports that there seemed to be an indication that Trump was okay, and maybe some people are okay with raising taxes on a very, very high level of income. My understanding is that's not in the bill right now. I heard Mike Johnson say today they still want to get this wrapped up, I guess, by this weekend. Where are we on that piece of legislation?
Well, a little bit of progress. You know, bill got through committee, but there's still a long ways to go. Jason Smith is actually a very, the Congressman Smith, you know, very instructive representative on the Republican caucus. He represents one of the more working class rural districts in the country. And that's where a lot of his district is very similar to a lot of these districts that Republicans represent. But there is a critical mass of Republicans who represent very wealthy suburban districts who care very much about taxes on the upper middle class, who care very much about the SALT deduction, the state local tax deductions in New York and California. And you need every one of those votes pretty much to get this through Congress, get through the House. So that is going to be a very, very tricky balance. Trump is trying to figure out how to appeal to all these different constituencies. I mean, I think someone like Jason Smith could care less about the SALT deduction. Like, not many people in his district really even qualify for you know, making enough money. So, but then if you're Mike Lawler, who's in a swing blue district in New York, it's one of the wealthiest, richest districts in the country, and he's one of the most vulnerable Republicans on the ballot for next year. So, you know, Trump is the glue that has held the Republican Party together, and that's why Republicans are cautiously optimistic, because whatever they ended up agreeing on, Trump is ultimately the best lobbyist to get every Republican to fall in line and get this thing passed, because Trump is popular among Republican voters, and that's been enough. But the margins are so slim, and it was tough enough, and the timetable is behind schedule right now. So I do think that it's going to be pretty precarious going forward.
Yeah, I've reminded my audience many times, because, you know, a Jason Smith or an Ann Wagner here, even in the second district, Bob Onder, who was on my show earlier, those are not necessarily like California Republicans who still make up the slim majority, like New York Republicans. So there's a delicate balancing act that a lot of people, it's easy to not understand that. Look, I don't even understand all the complexities. You know, I think this is interesting. You got 26 members of Ways and Means that weren't even in Congress in 2017.
Yep. And the newer members, by the way, are more, you know, more populist, more MAGA. So they're probably more aligned with Jason Smith. But yeah, like it's just the name politics is about Trump, but it's also about the constituents that these folks represent. And the Republican Party it's been held together by Trump. But when you look at certain members in the caucus, personality-wise, and who they couldn't be more different from each other, and that's going to be really tough given the margin, the narrow margins that Mike Johnson, the Speaker, is dealing with.
Yeah, let me just restate something. There are 26 members of Ways and Means. Most of them weren't in Congress, so not all of them. I wanted to make sure that I fact-check myself on that. All right, I think I can wrap with baseball here. I think we swept you guys last weekend. What you know? The Cardinals are looking good. We're just as shocked as anyone. We have to get asses in the seats because our stadium has been empty here, Josh.
Yeah, what's up with that? I mean, I was actually going to ask you about that because I'm used to seeing Busch Stadium jam-packed, sell out day after day, game after game. The Cardinals are actually getting better. I actually think it looks like they're back on the rebound. Whereas, you know, the Nats still also rebuilding, but we've got some good young talent. James Wood has been a real find and makes the loss of Juan Soto a couple of years ago a little more palatable. But we just swept the Orioles, and the Orioles actually are even in worse shape than the Nationals and fired their manager. So And Leslie, I mean, you know, last year was a tough year for you guys, but it does seem like you
I think
back on the rise. People could be going to the games.
I think that there was a message sent starting last summer to the team that we're not satisfied that the direction that this team is going in. Now, this is where it's going to get interesting because, you know, there's not been really a lot of changes since the beginning of the season. The change has been we've been winning. So I think the fans will support the team. A lot of this is about John Mozeliak, who is not very popular here. The outgoing, you know, he's on this farewell tour, if you will. But boy, he's going to feel pretty vindicated if they're in a pretty good spot here at the All-Star break, I think.
Yeah, and winning is, I mean, ultimately, if you're you know, in contention for a playoff spot out of the NL Central, that's going to be the biggest reason to go to the games. Is less about whether you like the GM or whether, you know, there's a lot of other factors that matter, but ultimately winning is the best deodorant.
Well, and they're winning. You know, the Cardinals are fun to watch right now, so we're very excited about that. I'd love to get you here for a game at some time. It's been a while since we've seen each other in person because I haven't gone out there to the swamp very often. But look, Josh, it's always great to catch up with you. I appreciate it this afternoon.
Thanks, Mark.
It's been well documented that I'm not the most positive person when it comes to some things glass half empty, if you will, and I was very negative on the Cardinals. But lo and behold, this team is really fun to watch, really good. They're back home. Frank Cusumano's with us. We need to get asses in the seats right now, though, Frank, don't we?
Yeah, and I wonder about tonight with the potential of bad weather, school still not out, it's a Monday night. I wonder if this is the night to do it. But eventually, they're going to come back if this team continues to play like they are, because it's out of sight. It's 12 out of 14, and there's really no flaw. I mean, the starting pitchers, you know, they all go about six innings. The bullpen has been lights out. It's the best defense in a long time. And they're first in batting average, second in batting average in Major League Baseball right now. Who would have thunk that?
That defense yesterday, was it Donovan with the double play? The Royals were threatening late in the game, and boom, they just kind of put the lights out right there.
Yeah, Saturday night, you had Donovan make two outstanding plays. Wynn had a great throw. Arenado had a moment. Victor Scott had a couple of moments. I mean, this is like out of nowhere, an unbelievable defense. Even Jordan Walker, who was probably below average heading into the season, is, if you look at the analytics, he's way above average.
Well, so the Cubs keep winning, so you can't quite get into the the first spot in the division because the Cubs are pretty good. But you come back home. I don't remember what the home record is. It was they weren't very good on the road. I know that. I think they've turned that around. But this is an opportunity, and this is certainly a way for the next couple of weeks, especially after next week, for the fans to kind of get back into this team and show their appreciation.
Yeah, this is the time. And at home, they are glistening. They're 15-6. And on the road, which was an abysmal record, they're now up to 11-15. They're two games behind the Cubs at 26-21. But, you know, I just left the ballpark. And Ali Marmol just, he had a good feel about the chemistry of this squad. And I got to tell you something, too. I know this sounds really inane to say, but these coaches are really special. I mean, what John Jay has done for the defense in the outfield, what they've done in terms of what Dusty Blake has done for the young pitchers, and then, you know, Brant Brown hitting-wise, did you ever think that Ivan Herrera, every time he gets up to the plate, Mark, would have like a 50% chance of getting on base? I mean, his on-base percentage is almost 500. And he's the best young right-handed hitter since Alan Craig, and who knows, you know, this is only 50 at-bats, we may be saying one of the best young right-handed hitters we've had here since Albert Pujols. This guy is electric.
It really is incredible right now. And, you know, they say that maybe even sometimes losing is contagious, but winning is contagious. You can see these guys. This is, you know, that fun factor that we always love about the Cardinals when we support them. The fun factor is absolutely there.
Yep, no doubt about it.
Did we have a couple of, and I might have missed this because I wasn't here Friday, you had a couple of former Cardinals that retired recently, right? Didn't Colton Wong retire over the weekend and Matt Carpenter?
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
They did. And, you know, Matt Carpenter was one of the more unappreciative good players that we've ever had here. He became almost a lightning rod controversy, and it wasn't his fault. It was the Cardinals who gave him $39 million at age 34 when he started to decline. Matt Carpenter is 18th all-time in on-base percentage. Three times he's in the top 12 in the MVP ballot. He had a fine career, but the ending was so rough that people like really got on him. And Colton Wong had some special moments too. So these guys were good Cardinals.
All right, so you got the Tigers in town and the Cardinals are back. I guess we can focus on some of the negative here with the soccer team that just cannot get over any kind of hump, can they?
It's unbelievable. They've played 14 games and seven times they have been shut out. It's one thing, you know, not to win. It's another to not to score. It's absolutely crazy. So, Mark, think about this. They have now played 14 games this season, and two of those times they've come home as a winner. Two wins in 14 tries, and they're in 14th place. It's a good thing there's a team called the LA Galaxy because that prevents City SC from being in last place.
And I'm not the biggest, you know, I'm an NFL guy, right? So I don't pay much attention to this UFL, but I saw the highlights from the Battlehawks game the other day. That was pretty damn exciting.
It really is. And they clinched a playoff spot because San Antonio lost yesterday. And they won the game Saturday by a point. And then you throw in the fact that there were over 30,000 in the building. Not one of those, like, paid attendance. 30,000 in the building. So, yeah, here's the other good news about them. Is the UFL Conference Championship will be played in St. Louis, along with the overall championship in St. Louis. So you know they're burning sage at their offices. Please, St. Louis, advance. Because if they're in, you'll have 30,000 for each of those two games. If they're not, you'll have like 4,000 or 5,000.
Yeah, unfortunately. I'm going to spend a little bit more time on this with Dan Reardon in the next hour, but that was a hell of a PGA championship this weekend. I thought it was going to be a little closer right there in the end, but Scottie Scheffler hangs on. A lot of fun. If you're a golf fan, you should have had a great time watching that tournament this weekend.
Well, I did. And think about this for a second. The age of 28, There's only been three golfers in history to have three majors and 15 PGA Tour victories. Tiger Woods, Jack Nicklaus, and now Scottie Scheffler. He's going to go down as a generational golfer and one of the greatest of all time, I believe.
I cannot believe, you know, I knew that he was young. But when they reminded me on the coverage yesterday that he was just 28, that's almost mind-boggling.
And he's so unassuming and so humble. I mean, this guy, there's just a lot to love about Scottie Scheffler.
Absolutely. All right, Frank, thank you so much. We're a little short on time. I'll talk to you Friday. Thank you.
Sounds great.
All right, we'll see you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.